L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, special edition with Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations, to comment on his Heartland Theory. Russia is the pivot nation, the indispensable nation. And right now, over a series of weeks, there are rumors about the Tsar, a.k.a. Vladimir Putin, and his health, most recently in these last hours at the Daily Mail, which is a London-based tabloid that often moves stories that other newspapers have moved previously but have let go or haven't come back with anything new. The Daily News is now, the Daily Mail is now moving the story with unnamed insider claims. Here we go. Vladimir Putin will undergo cancer operation in the near future, quote, and is set to, quote, hand over power to hardline ex-KGB chief while he is incapacitated, quote. This is an insider claim, no name. Subhead, Russian leader set for surgery, which officials insist is, quote, of no particular urgency. Second, power over Ukraine war will transfer to ally and Security Council chief Petrushev. Putin has cancer, is the third head, Parkinson's and schizophrenic symptoms, according to a report. Petrushev claimed NATO support for Kiev will cause, quote, disintegration of Ukraine. News comes as Putin expected to launch all-out assault and mobilize nation. Professor, we have had rumors in the London papers and across the world in many languages of Vladimir Putin's health for many weeks since the beginning of this conflict, since before that, based upon no evidence but observation. That is, now and again, there are videos of President Putin making what you'd have to say are intemperate remarks in Russian with a slumped shoulders and eyes on the ground, reading a document, anything but a confident-looking, square-shouldered leader of a nation. He is 70 years old, which I do not consider elderly, but in any event, things happen. All of these rumors are credible because they happen to 70-year-olds, not because they're happening to Vladimir Putin. So my question is, not, is it true? Not. Is this happening? But why are we continuing to get this information with no end in sight? Why do they, why, whoever is giving this out, what is the message? Good evening to you, Professor.
Good evening, sir. Well, the quick response, I agree with you that we have to treat the reports with very, very cautiously. But it is the case that there are photographs out there and films that have clearly been carefully vetted before being released that suggest that something is wrong. We don't know what is wrong. Only his doctor knows, and maybe his doctor doesn't know either. I would say that one reason for making these, making this known, although it'd be hard to conceal, is that Putin is already looking for an exit. He understands that he's lost in Ukraine and that his job is in peril, and he's going to have to negotiate. And the fact that he is physically ill makes it easier to present the need to negotiate as an aspect of palace incentives, as it were, medical emergency, rather than as what it really is, which is a total strategic and tactical failure by Russia. I would add that the United States, we're also in the position of, I think, looking for exits, although it's not clear that we have, but I think that the November 8th congressional elections are playing a role here. But there are some things that have changed in the course of the war that are going to affect whatever happens now.
Professor, the example I'm searching recent history. We don't need to go back to Frederick the Great or something like that. Let's stay with the 20th century. The example I can think of a leader's health clearly being critical to a success on the battlefield was Franklin Roosevelt in 1944-45, when after the strenuous and overwhelming re-election for the fourth time, he agreed to travel to Yalta on the Crimean Peninsula, an arduous journey by aircraft, by ship, to meet with Joseph Stalin and Winston Churchill. The testimony, the memoirs, the memory of the men who traveled with him, and also of his daughter, and what we're looking at here is the facts of the matter, that Roosevelt was exhausted. He had, we know now, months to live, and his physical condition had been deteriorating for several years. The testimony, the remarks, the memoirs of those in the meetings, that the president had very little concentration power, was frustrated often with the briefings, and found it difficult to maintain one point of view, was eager to be charmed to and make sure Stalin was charmed by him. All of that doesn't add up to a man in charge of a disaster the way Vladimir Putin is, but it does suggest that one man and ill health can have negative consequences, hence Yalta. That would certainly apply here to the Kremlin. They would know that if Vladimir Putin's health is at odds with the presentation of the war, that they're all in trouble, that this is not going well for them, wouldn't they?
Yes, I think it's exactly right, and I think that very few of them would take any comfort from the fact that Mr. Petrushev was stepping in for him, because if Putin loses power, as it appears he may, maybe the good Lord is going to take him away, but if he loses, or when he loses power in Russia, then we face a journey without maps. No one knows how power is transferred in today's Russia, although they have a constitution that's quite democratic, but Putin has violated it. So all we have is uncertainty, and Russia is a huge country, and uncertainty in Russia or disorder in Russia is going to lead to ripple effects in Europe and in Eurasia. I would also add that our own president's health is not rosy.
Yes, so we're looking at then rumors, 8 weeks, 9 weeks of rumors, no facts other than observation, and a war that is not going favorably for the Kremlin. The other possibility here is that we're being prepared for a surprise. Maintaining Putin's health could be an issue, but it also could be a way for Putin to resolve this conflict. In other words, to step aside, to hand it over to someone else who promised to prosecute the war at the president's direction. I can't think of an historical instance where a strongman stepping in wouldn't then take over. I can't remember any dictator trusting a lieutenant in that fashion, but it is, I mean...
Well, the directory trusted Napoleon in that way with the results that we all know.
It's a puzzle that we're highlighting here, because Russia is the story now. Its failure to win this conflict in 8 weeks or 9 weeks leads us to these speculative remarks without any medical evidence. We have no, this is all by observation, which is entirely misleading. Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.